This is 90.9 WBUR. Got a little news of our own this evening. WBUR is opening up a performance and conversation venue on Commonwealth Avenue in Boston. It's called City Space, and the groundbreaking is tonight. Here's WBUR's artery reporter, Maria Garcia.
Oh, my God. This is incredible. Wow. This is cool.
That's WBUR's general manager, Charlie Kravitz, as he walks out of the elevator of the Boston University building that houses WBUR. We've taken the elevator from our third-floor newsroom and studios to the street-level, 7,500-square-foot room that will transform into City Space.
People from the outside will look through these windows and be able to actually see the production. The stage will be on a hydraulic lift.
Kravitz gets right to it. He tells me about the state-of-the-art, robotically controlled cameras and lighting, the 16-foot-wide high-definition screen that'll show documentaries, the TV and radio control rooms that'll live-stream events. These details are important for Kravitz because they're part of a more ambitious puzzle. How to expand the public radio experience from a remote, ephemeral moment to a real-life happening.
That's our hope, is that the kind of service that we do on radio can be translated to an in-person, tangible experience. We want this to be the home of the public conversation of Boston.
Kravitz envisions City Space as the nexus for dialogue in Boston, providing live, in-person analysis of politics, the environment, life sciences, education, and arts and culture.
I think there's a giant demand for engaging more deeply in the cultural offerings besides just sitting in an audience. A lot of people want to go to that post-show discussion.
That's Julie Burrows, the City of Boston's Chief of Arts and Culture. Boston's cultural plan shows the city's art scene lacks usable, mid-sized venues like City Space, which will hold 240 seats. WBUR's Charlie Kravitz says there will be performances at City Space, but the focus will always be on discourse. That sort of interaction is what people crave, says Allison Esposito, the director of arts and culture for the Boston Foundation.
In all sectors, folks are hungry for community right now, right? We're living in this era of podcasts and so forth, and I think it's so exciting that BUR is leading this opportunity to have in-person connectivity to an abundance of issues and an abundance of thoughts and topics.
That idea, to be able to grapple thoughtfully with the big issues in person, is what led Jeannie and Jonathan Levine to donate $5 million to build City Space. We've lost the spaces and sometimes the ability to engage meaningfully with others, says Jonathan Levine.
When you think about it, even when you watch cable news, you often see the famous split screen and you forget that the people talking can't see each other. They can't look each other in the eye. They can't read each other's body language. They're not actually having a conversation. They are each stating different points of view in serial. And I think that this will be a place, hopefully, where people literally and figuratively engage.
Back at WBUR, Kravitz says he knows City Space is a big undertaking. The station has raised $16 million so far and is still raising more for programming the space. Kravitz thinks the financial support so far means Boston is hungry for the next hub of intellectual conversation.
All that is saying that this community believes that this is going to be a tremendously important place for all of us to gather and wrestle with the big issues.
City Space is slated to open by January 2019. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.